This episode of The Line is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and help Trek.fm at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the nonprofit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field. We look forward to seeing you there.
You're listening to Trek FM.
Welcome, listeners, to our brand new podcast, Postcards on the Line, where we discuss listener response to all things Star Trek Picard. I'm your host, Christopher D. Littlefield, and with me this week is Chrissy DeClercq-Zalagi. Chrissy, thank you so much for coming on the first episode of Postcards.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
And you are one of the co-hosts of The Line main show, right?
Yes.
But this is the first time you've been on Postcards, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and share with us your Star Trek story?
Oh, you know, it's every time I've been on a new show, I've been asked to share my Star Trek story, and it's kind of funny because it's just like, it's always been there. Star Trek has been a part of my life. My parents watched it, continue to watch it, and so it was just there, and I can't remember the first episode I saw or anything like that, but I do have a very distinct memory of watching Encounter at Farpoint first run, on, the Sony Trinitron console that we had in our living room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I think it was like a 20 inch, which was a really big deal.
Yeah.
In the '80s. But yeah, so it's always been a part of my life. There have been times where it's more or less, you know, we all go through phases and, you know, grad school was a little less, after grad school, a little more. But it's just there. It's informed a lot of what I do in life.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true for a lot of us.
Yeah.
You remember TNG as the first thing, though, right?
That's the first time I can think of. The first time I can remember watching Star Trek with my family is
okay.
That.
Yeah.
But I have memories of the other, just, you know, being on the original series.
Right.
Before that.
Oh, cool.
But I was five when TNG started, so
oh,
it was pretty close,
okay.
You know.
I was not five.
Oh.
I remember some of the original series films in the theater, but I was very, very young.
Oh, I saw 5 and 6 in the theater, but not nothing before that.
Cool. Nice. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today, we're discussing the fan response to the Star Trek Picard trailer. If you would like to participate and share your response, please post your comments on the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Type B-A-B-E-L into the search field and it will come right up. We'll create a special Postcards discussion thread right before each new Star Trek episode. Leave your comments and they just might get read on the air. Please keep in mind that comments may be edited for time. As of this recording, we have 42 comments on the Postcards thread, and since this is our maiden voyage episode, we have no percentage increase or decrease yet. Listeners, keep the comments coming because we love your feedback. Chrissy, would you do us the honors and get us started, please?
Sure. All right, so our first comment in the thread was from Kevin Scharf. I'm going to say right off the bat, please forgive me if I mispronounce anything. You guys have seen what my name looks like, so you know, just... I do my best. So Kevin says, on my first viewing, I was a blubbering mess. I didn't realize how much I missed these characters until I saw Riker and Troy again. On subsequent views, I'm just more and more intrigued by what might be happening. What is with Data? What are the strange triangular cards? What is Seven fighting for? I, for one, cannot wait to find out. I agree with you, Kevin. We did find out what is with Data. His hair is not going to look like that. Apparently, he mentioned at Destination Trek over the weekend that they did not get all of the post special effects fixes done. So he's not going to have the goofy hair, at least.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I just found that out yesterday. So
okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's very good to know.
Did you cry when you watched the trailer? Were you a blubbering mess like Kevin?
No, not. I had a few tears.
Yeah,
like in my eyes, but I can't say as they fell.
I think it was. I mean, it's huge, and it was really. I mean, it brings up all the emotions. I think at STLV, it was a big deal seeing the exhibit and all of this stuff from the other series and the stuff coming up. And you know, I haven't cried, but I'm emotional about it.
Yes, for sure. I'm sure I will. I didn't cry with Discovery until the very last episode when we saw the Enterprise. And then it was just like, oh, wait, yeah, this is it. And so
I cried. Yeah.
Yes.
I think I did a little bit in season one, too.
Yeah.
But okay, back to Star Trek Picard.
Of course, yes.
Christos Generis said, I'm very excited for the show. I'm glad that it's not a rehash of TNG, but its own show with lots of new characters. I'm really excited that the storyline seems to be based in part from elements seen in Star Trek Online. Well, thank you, Christos, for your comment. And Christos is one of my friends that I made this year at STLV.
Cool.
And I don't know anything really about the Star Trek Online universe.
Me either.
I've never played it.
No. Nope.
But everyone keeps talking about how cool it is.
If I had time.
Yeah, I don't really have time, but I might like hang out with somebody and watch them play it for a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it definitely does seem to be that this is going to be its own kind of show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The tone is different already.
Definitely. Definitely. And even as we get more members of the TNG cast, they're going to be in different places in their lives. So it's going to be a different thing. So.
We got to see Beverly.
I hope so.
I think we've got to. And we got to see Geordi.
Yeah.
I want to see everybody.
Yeah. I think we will. If this is set to go three seasons like they're talking.
Yeah.
Then I think we will. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
All right. So our next comment is from Trek FM's own Amy Nelson. And as you expect, she's very happy about seeing Deanna Troi. She says.
What? Shocking.
Well, oh, I know. She says. One word, Troi. Need I say more? I'm very excited for this series because I think it will honor the past, as in bringing Riker, Data, and Troi back as cameos, whilst at the same time introducing new characters that will support Picard in his new adventure. I agree.
Totally. And I'm digging that the new cast members already.
Mm-hmm.
They seem really cool.
Yeah.
Danny Brown says, I can't wait for the Picard series. I love all of the trailers so far. I can tell the producers, writers, directors, and actors are all taking great care with what they are doing and for it to be great new Star Trek. I love Discovery and all the short treks, so I am already a big fan of what they are doing and am very excited for more. In the latest trailer, I particularly liked the end when Riker and Picard exchange greetings and talk. Yeah, that was awesome. Each of the Picard trailers, I've gotten goosebumps at some point, as well as eyes welling up. Or full-on tears. It is a very exciting time to be a Trekkie.
It is.
It is.
It's wonderful.
I love Riker's first appearance when he does that kind of, that you know how he kind of lunges?
Yes.
And does a little quick turn, and it's just a little bit like, it's not aggressive, but it's strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so Riker.
Yeah.
It's like that over-the-shoulder look thing.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Sherman says, there is a connection built into my soul from first seeing the motion picture to discovering TOS and living through the birth and growing pains of TNG to DS9 and my beloved Voyager. Seeing Picard, Riker, Troi, and especially Seven of Nine filled me with such pure, indescribable joy that I'm sure a lot of you felt the same thing. Yes, a lot of us did.
Yeah.
I'm going to say anybody listening to this, taking the time to listen to a Star Trek podcast, felt the same thing.
Yeah. I think so. And thank you all for all the comments on just the trailer.
Yes, that's appreciated. Really nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Janessa Quijada says, I'm pretty sure everyone else will say some of the things I'm thinking of, so I'll take a different tangent. I'm really hoping that Alex Kurtzman and the writers will take that fan petition to heart and make Captain Nog canon. Maybe put a portrait of him in Earth Space Dock or the Starfleet Museum. As much as everyone else is grooving on the return of iconic TNG and Voyager characters, I'm honestly missing my DS9 homies. I would love to see Captain Nog canon. I think that'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
That would make me cry.
I think they will do that. Was it Kurtzman that said at the one interview that they were going to try to fit it in somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
But I get the impression that anywhere they might have put it in Picard is already done.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be season two before we see something like that.
Or maybe in a short trek or in Discovery or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Right. Discovery's in the future now. So we may see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there's no reason to think people from DS9 won't show up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the only one I would not say, Avery Brooks does not seem inclined to get involved again. Since he didn't get in on the DS9 doc, I don't think we'll be seeing Captain Sisko. But any of the rest of them, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't either. It would be cool to hear about Sisko, even
if
Avery doesn't want to show up.
Good point. We could get that established as to what happened.
Get story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Be cool if we saw Jake. It looks like the Federation News Service is going to come into this at some point, at least from the previous trailer.
Oh.
Where it seemed like he was being interviewed. The very first teaser.
Oh my gosh, I think I totally missed that.
Oh, though it starts out, it's a woman doing a voiceover and she's asking, what have you been doing, Admiral, or something like that? Oh, I'm a bad Trek fan right now because
I think I know what you're talking about.
Trailers ahead of that now, so I don't remember, but
okay, it was the very first one. And watch it.
Yes,
okay.
But there, at the time, there were people saying, if that's Federation News Service, why isn't it Cyril Lofton? Why isn't it Jake?
Oh.
And so, we'll see.
I'm down with that.
I get the feeling he'd be willing. I mean, mm-hmm. he does a Star Trek podcast.
Yeah, he does this seventh...
Seventh Rule.
Seventh Rule, yeah.
Seventh Rule, yeah. I don't know if he's going to continue doing it, though, with Aaron gone, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, what's a funny sidebar is that when I was flying back from, again, I'm mentioning STLV, I was flying back to Newark, and I was sitting next to one of the people that does some of the roundtables for Seventh Rule, and
cool.
she was at STLV, and we just talked, like, the whole flight back over here, back to New York, New Jersey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Paloma Bennett says, like everybody, I was super pumped to see Deanna Troi and Will Riker in the trailer with a child. I know people have been saying Picard going against Starfleet has already been done, but that kind of storyline has never happened in a serialized space before. I can't wait to see more of Jean-Luc Picard in a new mode of television storytelling. He is my favorite captain. Well, thank you for that, Paloma, and I can't say as I disagree.
Is Picard your favorite captain? Chrissy?
I'm really bad at picking favorites.
Yeah.
But I would say he's the one I would most like to serve under.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be like a huge honor.
Mm-hmm. And I'd want to be on the Enterprise D. I mean,
yeah.
The Hilton in space. What's not to love?
Yeah. You know that graphic that we see, the little 3D rendering of the D is so cool. I want to know what that's about.
Maybe it's just like a cycling, it looks like it's in the, a cycling display. It looks like it's right in like the foyer of Starfleet headquarters.
Yeah,
so maybe they just have, you know, like one of those picture frames that you have a bunch of pictures in.
Yeah. Casey Pettit says, glad you're hosting the new postcards, Chris. Thank you, Casey. And thank you for the other listeners who have commented. I'm really glad I am too. It's so fun, and I'm happy to be here. He says, you've been a great addition to the Trek FM hosts. So,
that is
again,
true.
Thank you.
I will second that.
Very nice. Thank you. yeah, thanks so much. I'm really looking forward to Picard, and the trailer just makes me more excited for it. I came into Trek with TNG, so this is pretty cool to see where our beloved crew end up after the movies. I haven't said this before online or in the Patrons Roundtable, but I would love it if Q showed up, but in a meaningful role. Or even if it was a quick cameo at the end of Season 1 as a teaser for a meaningful role in Season 2, a la the Enterprise showing up at the end of Disco Season 1.
I like that.
Love it. Mm-hmm. I love Q. I want to see Q.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see, we don't know where Picard's going to end up. There's a lot of discussion of, is Picard going to die at the end of this?
Oh my God.
At the very end, once they're wrapping up the show, because of what happened with Logan, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so maybe. But I'd love to see him become a Q, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting would that be?
You'd like to see Picard become a Q?
Maybe. Instead of die? Yeah.
Well, instead of die.
Yeah.
Okay. I had not thought about that.
I'm just putting it out there. It occurred to me the other day, I was reading an article about, I think it just came out yesterday, that Patrick Stewart was talking about how much Logan influenced him. And we were talking about it for an episode of The Line, too. So, yeah.
I saw that article today, and I saved it, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I skimmed it. So, but I was like, oh, I'd like to see John DeLancey again. And wouldn't it be nice if, like, you know, the last thing, all this time he's been toying with Picard to see if he was ready to become a Q. Because after all, that's where we started.
That's where we started.
And he offered it to Riker.
Full circle.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we'll see. Probably not going to happen, but if it does, I said it here first.
I like the idea. I think it's a cool idea. And I am, Casey, really excited to see where the crew ends up after the movies. I just started a Nemesis rewatch a couple of days ago. I only got halfway through it, so I've got to finish it. But watching it within the context of this new show coming out really helps frame it a little better for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to watch it again. It's been a while. I've been rereading the post-Nemesis books, which are all going to disappear now. So, you know, it's going to be Star Trek Legends. All right. So Karen Chuplis says, I'm going to be straight up honest and tell you I'm most excited about Seven of Nine. I can't wait to see how they weave all these story elements together. I have absolutely no idea where they are going with this story, but I'm more than ready to see it. Like tomorrow. January is so near, yet so far. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen, for putting it so succinctly.
Right. I think we're getting really impatient. Because we've got more than 2 months. We've got like almost at the time of this recording, we've got almost 3 months that we have to wait.
Yeah.
So maybe this will help tide us over a little bit, but let's get there.
Well, we're going to get a short trek somewhere in there too, so that'll help.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Liam Smart, another Voyager baby, says, I am really looking forward to Picard. The trailer has given us so much stuff to look forward to, and yet so little that it hasn't spoiled the story. The Troy's appearance made my heart melt, and Seven is one of my favorite characters of all of Trek, so I'm excited to see her in it. Borg and Romulans will no doubt make it exciting. What are those people all lined up? An android called Fate, and it's written F8. I echo the social media request to somehow have a Captain Nog mention for Aaron. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want too many cameos because we need the show to stand on its own, too. But I would like to see Admiral Janeway. That covers a lot of ground.
Yeah. She would be a logical addition.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to see her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's my captain.
I love that you refer to them as the Troys instead of the Rikers. I think that's
fun. I know. I love that. And the Romulan, the bird of prey.
Yeah.
From TOS that trailer. I'm really fascinated with that. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting as to why they've got... Maybe it'll turn out it's some just old ship collector. Like people who you know... it just fell out of my head. Model Ts. Like
right.
People who have old
that's
cars.
That's interesting.
You know, probably not, though. That's too boring for a story.
I mean, maybe that's where the little Borg with that Borg ship that we see, the cube, maybe that's part of the collection. You can take a tour.
Kivas Fajo is going to show up and it's just a bunch of collected ships. Okay.
You know who I'm really excited about is to see Hugh.
Oh, yes, of course.
Jonathan Delarco.
Nobody's
I've had a crush
that.
On him since he was first in TNG.
Oh, yes. He's wonderful.
Yeah. And he's like a good guy, too.
Yes. He's so... sweet with everybody on Twitter.
Yeah.
And in real life, I've heard he's quite a nice person. So,
yeah. I'm just hoping that it's not him that Seven is holding in her hands.
All of us.
But I kind of think it is.
Yeah. That would make sense.
I don't want it to be,
but,
though.
You know, we'll find out.
Don't take him away from me.
It'll be okay. I'm sure if he dies, it's heroic and wonderful.
Yeah, of course.
And needed, you know.
Yeah, it's got to serve the story, but it'll still be sad.
Yeah.
If that's what happens.
True. We don't know yet. We'll listen to this a year from now and be like, oh, haha.
We were so wrong.
Listen to us.
So let's get to our last words, listeners.
Yvette Blackman says, I'm overwhelmed and I just want to see it. Hashtag no more opinions. Hashtag just show me. I love it.
That's it. We could have just done the podcast and just read that and then ended it.
Yeah.
I think Yvette, you're a new poster, so thank you for your comment.
Oh yeah, welcome to the group and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And all of that and all of those things. Good to have you. Shoaib Mirza, thank you for explaining to me how to pronounce your name, which, by the way, the last name means prince. So
cool.
Prince Shoaib Mirza said, I echo the heartfelt sentiments shared by many others here. Let's face it, this particular series is capitalizing on our affection for Picard. He's the definition of space dad, the culmination of humanity's finest qualities in a fictional character shaped by his experience and his lifelong journey to seek out truth and justice wherever and whenever possible. Millions of Trek fans the world over are ready to jump in and accept this chapter of the beloved character. I am beyond excitement, beyond anticipation and wonder. When I see Patrick Stewart, Jonathan Frakes, and Marina Sirtis, my heart fills with hope and positivity. So happy to have Trek and the friends I have made in the community to share and discuss something that's always been very personal to me.
Definitely.
Chrissy, I love these heartfelt comments so much.
It's wonderful.
I think when people say things like that, and Amy was telling me this about this when she was host of Postcards before, this just kind of makes it so special, is when you get the really sincere, heartfelt comments.
Yep.
You know, that just kind of explain what Star Trek means to them personally and to us personally, and also what the community means.
Yeah.
You know,
the community is a huge part.
Yeah. It's the family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Our Starship family. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Chris Trebizio says, I have said this before, but I am ready for a post-Nemesis series. I believe this series, much like other Trek, will bring homage and yet spin off in its own direction. So I cannot wait to be, wait for it, engaged into new Trek.
Yeah, Chris, I had to get his dad joke in there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks, Tribs. Nicely done.
Yes.
We should put a sad trombone in there. Wah, wah.
It works.
Kidding, Trips.
It works.
Oh, and you know, I just realized, Chrissy, that you're Chrissy and I'm Chris.
Yep.
And in certain circles, certain friends also call me Chrissy. So this
I love it.
This could be the Chris and Chrissy show or the Chrissy and Chrissy show.
Works for me.
Yeah. How do you think that the fans responded to the trailer, Chrissy?
I've heard nothing but good. Nothing but good. I'm sure that doesn't mean that there's no bad, but not around me.
I think the data stuff is the biggest criticism that I hear.
True.
What's wrong
yes.
with him? Why does he look like that? All of that, you know.
Well, we established that. They didn't fix the hair in post, so we're good.
But people also talked about his cheeks with the first trailer, at the end of that early trailer.
Oh, he's a little chubby-cheeked?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's been a while. And
Brent Spiner's lived well, and as well he should have.
It's been a while, so give those digital editors a break, you know? I think it looks pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks
and
like
it
data.
And it was established somewhere. Somebody will be able to quote me chapter and verse here, but there is a comment that he makes in one of the episodes that says that he can age.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So... So that means he can do anything he wants with the way he looks.
Right.
Nobody complained when he had the stripe in his hair at the end of All Good Things. So
right. I loved that.
Me too.
Be sure to check out all of our Star Trek Picard coverage in the main feed for The Line and in the Trek FM master feed. You can catch full analysis on The Line main show with Chrissy, Justin, and Brandon. Our episode commentary show is Tracks on the Line with Mike and Max. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Star Trek Picard, and the best place to do that is the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook, where I will collect your feedback for postcards. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at TrekFM or send us an email using the contact form on our website at trek.fm/contact. Choose to send to a show and select The Line. Well, Chrissy, it was so fun meeting you and talking about the Star Trek Picard trailer with you today. Thank you again for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. And it was nice to meet you as well, of course. And this was a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll do it again once things get going. Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to. And where can people find you on the interwebs?
All right. So, of course, on The Line main show. And I hang around in the Babel Conference. And on Twitter, I'm The Goddess Livia. That's TheGoddessLivia. And you can follow my work as an historian by liking the Facebook page my fellow historian partner and I run, History with the Zilagis. And that's spelled Zilagyis. And there we post about our historical research, interesting historical articles that we see, sometimes some funny historically related cartoons. And I also post my blog and short podcast called Ancient Aliens is BS. And I do, in that, I go episode by episode debunking the History Channel series. I'm a little behind because when it started out this time around, it was almost midterms for me. So I was in the middle of grading, but I'm hoping to get caught up in the next week or so.
Very good. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It's fun.
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CD Littlefield and, of course, lurking in the Babel Conference. I'm also the host of Postcards from the Edge, our Star Trek Discovery listener comment podcast. If you'd like to help us keep all of our shows going and even become an associate producer, visit patreon.com/trekfm for all the details. I'd like to thank our associate producer, Norman C. Lau. Thank you for supporting Trek FM and especially The Line. Join us very soon for another episode of Postcards on the Line, hailing frequencies open.
The Chrissy and Chrissy Show!
Can I say that?
Maybe
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say...
I shouldn't say that yet. Yeah, I'll end with that. Okay, cool, thanks.